Are they not all ministering spirits or servant spirits sent for to minister for them who shall be heirs of their salvation? It's talking about us, and that is the reality of angels. They are not a dream, they are no stories. It is a reality of these beings. Now, we saw that they were created by God in the angels, if you go in Psalm 148, you find, remember these two verses because they are important, verse 2 and verse 5, Psalm 148 and in verse 2. The Bible said, praise ye him, all his angels, praise ye him, all his hosts. Now, verse 5 referred to verse 2, and verse 5 said, let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. Angels were created in a completely different way that you and I were created. We are reproduced, actually, through parenthood, but angels were created by the Word of God. In one shot, all the angels were there created. And then we saw the name of some of those good angels. And the name of some of these good angels, you remember, Lara, which was the name?
Gabriel.
Imagine. And?
Michael.
And Michael. Wow, good, Camille. All right. We get Gabriel and Michael. That's the only two names given to us by the scripture. Then we study the work of some good angels, and they are attending God in heaven and on earth. And we saw that in Psalm 91 and Psalm 103 and Psalm 34 and so on. And so we had a good picture. The angels is a celestial beings that we're going to meet one day when we get in heaven, and we get a glance on this earth of what they do. Now, tonight, I'd like to talk about the nature of good angels. And what do they have? And can they think? Can they talk? Are they just figures, or are there real things that we can have a feeling? And so that will be the whole study tonight, the nature of good angels. And I have four or five scriptures for you to look upon and to see and to ponder so that you appreciate angels, not just as a, you know, picture, young people, the little ones, they make angels with the two wings flying around like they are just like little doves, and they are not in that way. All right, number one on the natures of the good angels is the angels have intelligence. Let's go to Matthew 24 in verse 36. Matthew 24 in verse 36, angels do have intelligence. In other words, they are intelligent beings. That's what I want to say. Matthew chapter 24, let me get into this Bible, in verse 36. Look at what the scripture says. But of that day and the hour knoweth no man, nor the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Talking about the day of the coming of the Lord. Now look at the scripture again. But of that day and hour knoweth no man. And then he said, nor the angels of heaven. So the angels know then. The angels have knowledge. The angels have intelligence. They can know. Now happened that on the issue of the return of Christ for his people, the angels have no knowledge of that, but they have knowledge of other things. Now, if they can have knowledge, that means they have intelligence. They know how to think. They know how to distinguish. They know how to judge and so on. So angels have intelligence. Now, the next thing I want you to look upon angels, because they are very obvious, is the angels have emotions. In the Gospel of Luke, in chapter 15, I'd like you to look with me some a good verse. Luke Gospel, chapter 15, verse 7 and verse 10. Angels do have emotions. I'm reading the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, verse 7. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over the sinners that repented, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Joy in heaven. Now, who is in heaven? Is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and the angels at this time. So that's verse 7. Let's go to verse 10. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repented. So in heaven, not only you and I have joy here when a member of our family become a believer, when a friend of ours become a believer, we pray for someone and they become a believer, understanding the goodness of God and sending His Son and dying for our sin. Not only we rejoice, but also angels in heaven. And so to rejoice, to have joy, is part of our emotional makeup. And so angels have intelligence and angels have emotions. They too rejoice with you and with me. Now also, interesting, very similar to man, angels have a will. If you go to Revelation, the last book of the Bible, in chapter 22, in verse 8, you and I will find out the angels do have a will. Revelation 22 and verse 8. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I have heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then said he unto me, verse 9, see thou, do it not. For I am thy fellow servant. Now, it's another scripture. They say angels are servant. But you see, in verse 8, John saw the angel and worshiped. And the angel said, no, don't do that. Now, in order to do that, you have to exercise a will. All right? In order to say yes or no, you have a will. And here is verse 9 said, then said he unto me, see thou do eat not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the saying of this book, worship God. In other words, John wanted to worship this angel, and then the angel said, no, don't do that. You worship God. Now, that exercise a will. By the way, that's a great text for those who worship man, or those who said, well, we have to worship this great man called saint. The Bible, when John saw the angels and the splendor of the glory of God and wanted to worship an angel, God said, no, don't do that. You worship God. Now, let's learn that. You don't worship your deacons, your pastor, your teachers, nobody. You worship God. That's what the scripture said. So angels do have a will. Now, there is an advantage of angels. They do not marry. Let's go to Mark chapter 12. Angels do not marry. So let's go to the Gospel of Mark in chapter 12 in verse 25. All right? Chapter 12 in verse 25. This is what the scripture said. For when they shall rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but we are as the angels which are in heaven. Now, this is scripture talking about you and me. When we raise up, my wife and I, because of the, it's obvious, the departure of David, who was very close to me, and it was I'm happy for David, who is in heaven, and I'm happy for me that I lose him. And so Raquel and so on. And so Raquel is asking me questions now more and more about heaven. And one of the things is, do we will know each other in heaven? That's an obvious question. And then we need to build up in order to answer that question. And this is one of the steps to understand that question. The Bible says when you raise up and you become again in the presence of God, then you will not be given in marriage, because we will be like angels. So now we know then the angels do not marry. Now remember, angels were created at once. They do not need reproduction. They do not need a female and a male in order to produce another angel. They were all created, millions and millions of them at once. In, they are neutral, if you allow me to use that word. It's not, in other words, they don't need to, their mechanism is not for reproduction. Now, when you and I get a new celestial body, we will not need that reproduction system. What kind of body, Sir Raquel, then we will have? I don't know. You ask me things, I don't know. I only know what the Bible says. And then she said, if I see you, I said, if you see me, I say, hi, Raquel, and you say, hi, Gabriel. But there will be no relationship as husband and wife. And just to give you an idea, I know little about this because that's the little information. But let me show you the whole revealer, and then you make your own conclusion. Let's go to Matthew 17. And remember the transfiguration where now we are in heaven, and Jesus was transfigured, said the Bible. Let's look on it. Matthew chapter 17. That is also a part of our angelic understanding. In Matthew chapter 17, then Jesus, this something is called the Transfiguration passage. Let's read it slowly from verse 1. Look it. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John. Now, these are three human beings, his brother, and bring them up into a high mountain apart. Now they are alone, they are apart. Okay, verse 2. And was transfigured before them. You know what transfigure means? What do you think transfigure means? The change. It was change, all right? Before them. And his face did shine as the sun. Now, we know by the book of Revelation that the face of God shined like a sun. So he was changed in the image of God, all right? And his raiment was white as the light. And in the book of Revelation, again, in chapter 5, Jesus is pictured in heaven, seated in heaven with a light garment. Now, look in verse 3. And behold, there appear unto them Moses and Elijah talking with them. Now, the Bible doesn't say appear unto them shadows or types of. Actually, the real Moses and the real Elijah. So here we have the real McCoy, Moses and Elijah coming. Now Jesus changed, transformed himself, and there is Peter, there is James and John, and suddenly, out of nowhere, here is Moses and Elijah. All right? Now, verse 4. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, or three places to sleep, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one from Elijah. Who told Peter, this is Moses, and this is Elijah? All right? They are, you imagine yourself with Jesus, and then Jesus changed in the splendor of the glory of God, and suddenly, zip, zero in, two people, and then Peter says, oh, this is wonderful. Why we don't make a place to sleep, one for Moses, one for Elijah? Who told Peter, this is Moses, this is Elijah? There is only one thing that comes to my mind, is the Bible said, when we are in heaven, we will be known as we were known. In other words, God knew us before even we were conceived. And we will know people before nobody introduced me. Now, today, I had to introduce. My wife doesn't know Kennedy. And said, oh, Raquel, we have the honor to have the mayor of the city. Here's Mr. Kennedy. So my wife get to know the mayor. But in heaven, we don't have to introduce ourselves. We will know. This is the mind of God. All right. So angels do not give a matrimony. And I said, Raquel, my guess is, and again, as a guess, it's not an absolute. My guess is that if I see you in heaven, I say, oh, that's Raquel. And you say, oh, that's Gabriel. Maybe I don't know what you will remember of me. And I don't know what I remember of you. But there is one thing. I will not remember that you were my wife. Neither you will remember that I was your husband. Because there is a lot of people who the husband is a believer or the wife is a believer, and the other partners not believe, and they die. And remember, Revelation said that there will be no sorrow in heaven. And if we have a memory in looking for my husband and he's not there, will be sorrow. And so there will be certain things. So, you know, it's too much complicated. But, you know, we have little information. So I share with you the little information. We will not be necessarily be married, neither know in that kind of status, Mary. Because we will know, I will know Victor Laurel, all right? Hannah and Camille, and they will know Gabriel. But that's it. Because otherwise will be sorrow. See? They will know neither the preacher, because the preacher is on the throne, Jesus. So there is no need to know me as a pastor. You will know me as a being. Tremendous mysteries, you know. The little thing we know bring peace to our mind. And Raquel, of course, sentiments go through your mind. You said, wow, I would like to see my mother. Certainly. We all like to see our mother. I will not see Emma Bordoli Benelli Abdai as my mother. I will see her as Emma Bordoli Benelli Abdai. See? And that's it. You know? And more I cannot explain it to you because there is no more information. The only thing is there will be no sorrow and there will be greatness. I have already finished my sermon, Two Worlds, this world and the world to come. And I'm going to compare Genesis with Revelation and show you the two worlds they are prepared for you. It's just fantastic. And one of the things is there will be no sorrow. There will be no worries. There will be no recession, like Russell told us today. We are in a state of recession, whether the political party acknowledge it or not. We are in recession. Some people are making a ton of money. Other people are losing everything. And we are in recession, see? But there will be no recession in heaven, all right? Nobody's going to lose the job. A lot of things. Fantastic. So in heaven, we will not get married. That means angels do not get married. They don't have that kind of personality. Here's a married man, here's a married woman. No, there is not. There is so and so. One more thing about the nature of angels. I want to tell you this. The angels are immortal. They never die. Let's go to Luke chapter 20. Luke Gospel chapter 20 and verse 36. Angels are immortal. They never die. Luke Gospel, chapter 20, and verse 36. Let me see if I get the Bible here or here with these. Verse 36. Neither can they die anymore, for they are equal unto the angels. When you are resurrected, when your body will be resurrected, you will not die anymore because you are equal unto the angels and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. Now, see, the angels that God created, they were made at once and they will be there forever. And they will never die. They don't have your experience and my experience that because Adam sinned, as I explained in the morning, then because Adam sinned, then I die and then I need to be resurrected. The angels, they're lost, they sin, and we're going to see that study. The angels that sinned were lost and they had no redemption. God have no redemption program for the angels. They have a redemption program for us. No wonder in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10, the Bible says that the angels trying to look on it in our plan. The angels want to say, wait a minute, there is a plan for these guys. Where is not a plan for us? And God did not allow them to do so. So you and I, some people would say we are lucky. Well, I will change the word lucky for you and I are blessed. Because God has provided a blessed plan for us, a plan in which we have a redemption program. If we come to believe in the Lord Jesus, we are redeemed and we become immortal, never die again, just like the angels who are good angels. All right. Now, I try to teach very short because theology is deep. And so you teach short and then you ask questions. Any question you have. Now that we can, this is the lesson for today on the nature of angels. And so you maybe have questions. And the best way to teach theology, I learned from Dr. Schaefer from Labrie. He will teach 5 minutes and have 45 minutes of questions. And then we learn a lot. So tell me, is any question that comes to your mind that we can look on it in this? And it's shocking when you learn these things. It's so deep. It's amazing. Like angels have intelligence. So if an angel have intelligence, can an angel help you? Certainly can. How the angel can think the best for you. All right? This is what I thought. The angels have emotions. When you and I are depressed, angels can get depressed. When you and I are happy, angels can get happy. All right? Angels have a will, and we have a will sometimes. And sometimes the worst part is that we know what God said, but we want to try it this way. And so maybe an angel is twisting the way in our life so that we get God's way and not our way. So we cannot bend God over. We don't have to worry about the status of Mary because there's two different levels, two different worlds, see? And the good part that I love on all of these studies is the last one. Angels are immortal. You and I are immortal. You know the Lord Jesus. You live forever. We have to go through the resurrection. Angels do not go through that, but we go through the resurrection, but we are immortal. Your mother, your family member, your great-grandfather, maybe that was a believer in Christ, they will be there because God has made them immortal. And that's beautiful. That's wonderful. Yes, Russell.
We know quite a bit about angels. We know they're masculine. But will they be servants to the believers? Will they be below the believers when we get to heaven?
In heaven? Oh, I don't know. You know, they said, if we look at Hebrews 1:13, let's look over there in 1:14. Looks like the scripture, Russell, there, they say that they are servants here. They said, are they not all ministering spirits sent for to minister to them that shall be heirs of salvation? So it seems to me that verse 14 in Hebrews 1 is saying that they are servants, but for those who are here at this moment. Doesn't say when we get to heaven. You see that?
Well, when Jesus came to earth, he came a little lower than the angels.
Yes, indeed. Because he made himself like us. Yeah. Yeah, he made himself. Not that he was, but he made himself. Yeah, it's true. So the angels ministered to him. Remember, on the cross, angels ministered to him. But according to this verse 14, sent forth to minister, to serve for them that shall be heirs. In other words, when we die, then the testament is done, and then we receive the inheritance. We don't need more servant. Maybe we don't need more servant in heaven, you know? But doesn't say, they said, seems to me that the scripture said, right here, the angels are serving us here.
Well, I didn't really mean servants, but I meant
serving, helping.
Oh,
I think we will be equal to them. I think so. I don't see in Revelation any, I'm reading Revelation to prepare series of studies, and I don't see any distinguishing between angels. And remember the scripture that we read in John, that John said, the angel worshiped John, and then John said, oh, no, don't do that. I'm just your servant. You worship God. So I think in that sense, we are equal. But if there is, you know, I want to talk about this, the grade of angels, the position of angels. They're never compared to man. So the angels, they have their category. They have the authority. They have this. They have this. They have this. But never compared to us. So maybe we are equal in heaven. Yeah, you will say, Brother Gregory Sr.?
I'm looking on.
Oh, you're looking on something. He's cooking something. All right. Okay. Somebody else have another scripture before we close. A question. It's good. It's good to talk about this way. There's a lot of mystery in the Bible. And one thing, the thing I know, I like it. Yes, sir?
1 Corinthians 6:3.
What they said. Yeah, angels, you know what it is? That's in the final day. 1 Corinthians 6 is, do not take, let me give you the content of the chapter so you get the scripture. 1 Corinthians 6 talks about a brother bringing another brother to court. And he said, don't do that. He said, why you bring somebody to court to the unbelievers? Don't do that. You Christians, don't do that. Don't fight within the church and then call and go to court to the unbelievers. Don't you know, look at the privilege, that on the day of judgment, we will judge angels. You know what angels are? The bad angels. They will be in front of us and we will be the judge. Going on in heaven, but it's on the final day. All right? You got the context? It's good to know the context. memorizing the chapters, what the chapter said. Every chapter is very important. Well, you don't memorize. You read it so much, they stay in your kukutsa. All right? Your kukutsa means your head. All right. Okay. So what else? That's a good point of view. All right. Let's pray then together. Raj, you have any more questions or anything? Okay. All right. No, you know, it's good. It's good. We learn all from questions. All right. So I teach you 5 minutes and then we learn to it. Lord, thank you that we have learned tonight about these nature of angels, very similar to ours and then distinct and different in others. But Father, the Bible talks about being one with the angels in heaven and being like the angels in heaven. And Lord, thank you that you allow us to be redeemed. Those angels who sin against you, they will never be redeemed. They will be punished forever. But Lord, thank you that you have in love and in mercy foresee a plan for us where we can see the goodness of God through the Lord Jesus Christ, through the Messiah of Israel. And so, Father, bless us each day to be able to know that we are a special people saved with a purpose, and the purpose of sharing Christ Jesus with others. Thank you, Lord, for our church day. This is a long day. Thank you for those teachers and helpers that work through the entire day and teaching young people, helping the young people to see Jesus. And Lord, thank you that we are able to be on the internet helping other people to see the goodness of Jesus. In his name we pray and thank you. Amen. All right.